Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone scores. Rice moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hal McCain now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain spins and fires to second, and Rice is picked off. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Heilman tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Scubbel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scubble. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Scubble steals second. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scubble scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive towards short. Scubble catches it and throws to first to double up Tate. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Autry reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is hit by the pitch. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for a single. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Autry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Autry. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Autry and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Tate reaches second base with a double. Redfern moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman is hit by the pitch. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Alexander reaches second base with a double. There goes Heilman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 2 in the game. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain fires to first and picks off Scubbell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Autry reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Whatwood scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoner hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler strikes out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 3 in the game. Kamm hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Redfern. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Autry is hit by the pitch. Whatwood moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Hal McCain. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Sissel scores. Autry moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Autry scores. Hoffman scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Redfern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scubbell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.